Pashu Sheh Pishikyu. Inju hiro hiren naavim. Asa jeva se naama eva. Maestri hirsa. Sunny Joe Reed. Kontirhti. Minju hire. Kotsk daama eva. Abitbia, see the smart enemy. Ko juhiri. E juhiri, nigo. Clarice Denny, Clarice Biglake, Kuhijuhiri. Nijuhiri, Niko.
La 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 la
Io might confuse with bear, because with a bear's hair, because io could mean hair, fur, or teeth. So much for the bear. Again, I have problems with this style. We go to moose, and immediately I take the word ach. This could have another meaning. The way it reads moves smoothly till we hit the word ach, and then it gives me this problem. To say it in total, we say hiden bahoje isadu aju chab okabak ach agashu isu, which means there are branches all around, which may be all right. But ach, in another connotation, could mean to urinate on. In this context, a better choice of words could be attempted, like ajua chabuk ochkabuk ufbe atadu, which would mean they're flat, cupped, and have sharp tips. Or ashkare, ashu arakare, chabuk okabu, which would mean its antlers are bowl shaped and flat. fourth line, it says, Yishur Chisek Shidek. And then I think a better word than the next one would be Abu Parachbeh Chabizog. Rather than what they have, it's not clear. Then, in the sixth line, Bikya Yitgadak. Ashur Shosh. Ashur Shosh. They do. That means that they have no horns. Then it goes right on to say, Dak Bizut. Dagu Wishit. But that's already said again way down below in the last paragraph. It says, Abashbir Dasagat Vichiradu Mahuja Kahu Chirisu Chirisa. Kurevier means that they're not afraid of any animal and they want to chase them. And it's already said again in the last word. So I have some problems with that one. I think the nostril skin, big and flat, gives me a little problem. And also, they talk about Achiru, which is they talk about feeding underwater. Mimuabari Koduzum Ajir Bidiskira Kogon Akwir. Then we repeat the same thing again. Bidipidu. They're a water animal to begin with. They say they bathe a lot. Daje Dabiwak Bidanao. That repeats again about what we said about, that repeats again that they eat plants in the water. I think that whole page could be redone. Also, do they stray from the herd for 6 months? Or half the time? I have little problems with the goat, but the style makes it difficult to read. Again, because of the mixture of classic and innuendo. We talk about the fur. And then the last four lines, the five lines, starting with Akbadavish Kode Itzkize Darijil. 하고 치가 돼 교일이 함 오삭 이루어 에 이루시게 토 I wonder if it would be easier to say it in a way that osak means to burn and also to die or to color and would not be confusing as far as the word is concerned. I go now to the word ishbia. And the first word that I've encircled is chajiruk. Chajiruk could be mistaken for the word awaken. I wonder if a better word would be chadakuiruk. Chadakuk. Chada guru. Because what it's talking about is that Ishbiu or Ajivak Bache Jiu Khaji Sadarvata Chizupu could touch Chada guru. Chadakayuk. And then it also leaves the inference that they climb trees only to stalk, as in Ishbir Bareajivak Bacejir. A better word for Bareajivak is Baajivak. So we make a comparison with a non-climber but dangerous animal like the bear. And again, with a bear we mention the claws and the teeth, but we don't with the lion. And then the third line repeats itself. Beginning the third line, Ishvya Irisut Barupubev. When a lion screams, it scares, it frightens. Then the next line, the next four words, Ishvya Irisut Barehua Tsidira Hediruk. When a lion screams, it sends chills through our body. Again, it's repetitive. Again, it's a personal feeling departing from the style again. It'd be better to say something like Ishbiham Irisut or Ishbiya Hamarufubeste Ishbiya Irisut Hamdufube. When a lion screams, it scares some. Then in the bottom part, they talk about the use. They talk about the last four lines, beginning with the second word of the fourth line from the bottom. Basse ishbirach be dujasek bia ijiragnut. That suggests that they just ride horses with them or use them for horse trappings. They're a much more broader use. Here again, when we say Dujasak, the style is stiff because Nujasak, this could be mistaken for dropping or letting go. Dujasut. Barujaswa. Barujaswa is clearly tanning, and Nujaswa is dropping. Also on this one, I did a little discussion for the entomology of the name Ishbia, because this could mean several things. The Ish part is, of course, the face, or Isa, and the Bia could be woman, stone or rock, snow, among other meanings. And for this test, if you will refer to the yellow sheet, I've taken four versions of the word. Woman face or Ishbia, stone face or Ishbia, snow face Ishbia, and cougar Ishbia. Now, to say the word in each case, there's a small inflection between woman face and stone face. Woman face is Ishbia, stone face is Ishbia. But snow face is Ishbia, as it is with cougar, Ishbia. In another form, when you say it is a woman's face, Ishbiak. In a stone face, you say Ishbik. Small inflection to snow face, Ishbik. As it is for cougar, Ishbik. And then in a third person, woman's face is when you say it is a woman's face, it is a face woman, you say Ishbim. Stone face, you say Ishbim. And snow face, you say Ishbim. Cougar, you say Ishbim. So the closest similarity seems to run with snow face as compared with cougar. And a final test is in the third person past tense, as you would say in a long time ago. There was a woman face. And this would be in a telling situation, storytelling situation. For woman face, you'd say, Ish Biadak. Stone face, you'd say, Ish Biadak. Snow face, you'd say, Ish Biadak. And in cougar, you say, Ish Biadak. So with that test, the only one that doesn't fit is stone face. So with this, I conclude this test run of the first five pages. And my whole problem with the entire series is the style that finds itself a little bit stiff and awkward. Awkward, especially when it comes to an attempt to be emphatic. It does not become emphatic, but confuses more.